Jeremy Bradley here once again, joining you live from Nashville. I'm at the zoo, and I don't know how you can take somebody like me seriously when I've got face painting and an animal. I'm wearing glitter, and that's exactly what you do here. I'm here with Jim Bartu from the zoo. Oh, look at this. I'm rhyming. I'm already slipping into verse at this.
I purposely changed my name so I could sound like a Dr. Seuss book.
Well, thanks for having us. You know, we've been going through the zoo. It's a great day because it's not too sunny. It's not pouring down rain. It's a little bit overcast. The sun is actually coming out right now as I say that. And we're going to walk and see a whole bunch of different kinds of animals. And they are from all over the world, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we have a lot of South American animals represented here, but we also have animals from Africa, Australia, some from Thailand down in that area as well. Clouded leopards is kind of our signature animal, so we have clouded leopards, which are from the Thailand area.
Anything from Canada?
Oh, man. Oh, we have Canada geese here.
Okay.
They're not part of the collection. They're just freeloaders.
They just land.
Yeah,
oh,
they just show up.
Transients.
Eat popcorn. That's or whatever's left on the ground.
Yeah, leave it to Canadians to just take over the area. And there's lots of interactive elements for people to literally reach out and touch an animal or two.
Yeah. A lot of zoos are kind of seeing that. And, you know, in the past, it's always been, the petting zoo's always been like goats and sheep and things like that. But we have a kangaroo walkthrough, so you can walk into the exhibit. You have to stay in the pathways, but the kangaroos can go wherever they want. And a lot of them were hand-raised, so they just kind of lay right in the pathway and sleep right in the sun. And you can walk up and lay next to them and take a nap or, you know, pet them or whatever you want. And then lorikeet landing we have, so you can walk in there and feed the lorikeets. Lorikeets are an Australian parrot, small Australian parrots, so they will land on your hand and lick nectar out. And of course, if it's a nice hot day and they feel inclined, they might also jump up on your shoulder and take a little sweat off your brow.
My luck, I will be mobbed by them. I'll be swarmed by them. But you're going to make that happen. I know that you've got either like a whistle or something that's going to call them, and they're all going to land on me.
Yeah, it's magic. I have it's a training process. Really, it's very involved.
Yeah, and then there's some the indoor exhibits too, right? So you've got some like reptiles and the bears. So, I mean, you go from one extreme to the other, underwater, and then the land animals.
Right. Yeah, we do have a couple of indoor areas. There's a tiger exhibit where you can go inside and look at them through floor-to-ceiling glass. Mm-hmm. Same with bears. You can go in and see right where their pool is. And these are Andean bears. So they love to get in the water quite a bit and play with each other. And then we have the Unseen New World, which is reptiles and bats and fish and spiders and frogs and all different kinds of stuff in there.
And you were telling me before we went on the air that there's just a whole bunch of animals that aren't even on the map. And I know when we were walking by the flamingos, there was a scream, and there was a little snake, and just going by, and it was just because we're sort of out, right? I mean, you're in the wild, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee is known to have some snakes around here, and we're on 188 acres of wooded property, so we see a lot of snakes. Chances are what you saw was probably a black rat snake, which are very common around here, and they get out on the pathways and warm themselves up so they can go eat something else, and we just ask people to kind of let them be them and you be you, and everything will be fine.
We found that screaming doesn't move them. It doesn't move them away.
You know, it really doesn't. Yeah, and that's because they don't have ears.
Yeah. There you go. And so there's lots for the kids to do, but there's some also grown-up activities too. I know if people get a little thirsty, they can have a sip.
That's right. Yeah, nothing beats being at the zoo after we're closed and all the kids have gone home. So we do have a few adult events that happen throughout the year. We have a brew at the zoo, which is a beer tasting event. And then on July 30th, we have a Red, White, and Zoo event, which is a wine tasting event. We'll have probably 50 or 60 different wines around the zoo, and people stroll around the zoo. They look at the exhibits. Some keepers will bring some of the animals out onto the pathway so you can get an up-close look. And, of course, drink as much wine as your heart's desires. So, yeah, it's a nice event. It's a good fundraiser.
Oh, absolutely. So if people did want to get more information about that event or even just the zoo facilities in general, where could they go?
Everything's at nashvillezoo.org.
Easy to remember. All right. So are you going to get your face? I'm just laughing. He's kept it together. He's looking at me. I have rainbow. Was it rainbow tiger? I think what it was called. I've got glitter all over my face, and he's talking to me like an adult. And I'm impressed by your professionalism, Jim. But
I've been interviewed by mascots before. So I'm used to that.
And we've got the pictures on our website as well. That'll be nashville.jbonair.com. Let's go enjoy the animals. Okay, Jim.
All right. Let's go.